you up?
Oh, you are.
Perfect.
What am I doing here? I just wanted to watch you sleep for a bit. Calm down. I'm just kidding. I'm here to thank you for earlier. Yes. I mean, for fixing my laptop. What else would I be talking about, silly? After you were done, you left so quickly and went right back into your room that I couldn't thank you properly. Not a big deal? That's not true. It was a big deal for me. Half my life is on that thing, including the project I'm working on right now for work. I mean, you could probably extract all the data. I don't even know, but I need it for work anyways. I tried to fix it myself for over an hour, but it only got me more frustrated. But then it came to me. My best friend's little brother is some kind of tech genius. Convenient enough, since we already planned to spend the whole weekend together anyway, and I would be staying at your house. So I just asked her if you could take a quick look at it. You only needed like 10 minutes and everything was perfectly fine again. Not a tech genius, you say? Okay, if you say so. But you are definitely a total nerd. Every time I'm here, you just sit in front of your computer all day long, playing video games, watching anime, or whatever it is that you do. Spending so much time on that thing, you definitely have to pick up a thing or two. So, thanks for never leaving your room, I guess. Oh, hey. No. I'm not making fun of you. I actually think it's kind of cute how shy and geeky you are. The way you light up when you talk about some of your nerdy hyperfixations. Or how every time we see each other, you completely avoid any eye contact with me. Just like you do right now. Why is that? Why can't you look at me? Could it be that you have a little crush on me? Oh my god. Are you blushing right now? You are so fucking adorable. Fuck. You are getting me in trouble here. Your sister knows that guys like you are my weakness. That's why she told me to stay away from you. She says that I would ruin you, corrupt your innocence. But being here right now, all alone with you on your bed, it's really hard for me to not take what I want. What do I want? You really want to know? Come here, I'll tell you. What I want is to feel and taste your cock. To hear you moan and whimper for me. Until you can't take it anymore. But I really shouldn't. Not with your sister right next door, sleeping and not knowing what's going on here. I mean, it's not like you would ignore your big sister's wish for me to stay away from you anyway, right? always listening to her like a good boy and trying to do what's right. So I better leave you alone now with your hard, throbbing cock that I can see poking through your pants there. What was that? You want me to stay? Really? What for? You want me to take care of you? To give that throbbing, stiff cock the attention it's practically screaming for? Yeah? You really want that? What a naughty boy you are. Already hard and desperate for me. I didn't even need to touch you for that. But I'll give you what you want. All I need for you to do for that is beg for it. Come on, I'm not hearing anything yet. There it is. That's more like it. Good job. Keep begging for me. Tell me how bad you want this. Oh, are you struggling to talk, baby? Already losing focus when I'm just teasing you through your pants? So cute. That's exactly the behavior that drives me crazy. Let me help you. Just nod your head when you want me to do what I'm saying, okay? Can you do that for me? Good boy. Do you want me to keep telling you how good you are doing? Yeah? You want me to be your mommy? You do? Good boy. How about a kiss? You want mommy to kiss you, baby? Yeah? Like this? Keep kissing mommy. Oh, what's that? You're already leaking so much pre-cum that I can feel it through your pants. That's not good, baby. So much is just going to waste. How about we do something about it, Do you want mommy to suck your cock now? Yeah? Okay. Lean back for me, baby. Now, let me see what we've got here. Lift your hips a little for me. Good boy. Oh my god, you have such a pretty cock, baby. So big and already so sticky from all your pre-cum. Just relax and let me get a taste of you. So good. Do you like how my tongue swirls around the tip of your cock? You want more? Not so greedy, pretty boy. You can have more when I decide to give you more. Maybe you can speed things up if you just ask nicely. No bucking up your hips. You don't want to upset me, do you? Good boy. Then do what I told you and ask nicely for it. That's it. Keep going. Is that what you wanted? Yeah? You like how I suck your cock? Then I'm just gonna go ahead and continue. You are moaning so much, but you need to keep it down a little. You don't want anybody to hear, right? Good boy. So good. You are leaking so much delicious pre-cum right now. Give it all to me, baby. Give it all to mommy. Hey, you're getting a little bit too loud again. Is it too hard for you to hold back these cute little moans and whimpers, baby? Yeah, that's okay. Don't apologize. I'm giving you a hard time here, I understand. But if you can't keep it down, mommy needs to shut you up. Here, you want to suck on my tits while I keep making you feel good? Look at you, getting all excited. You're so adorable. Go ahead, baby. They're all yours. There you go, pretty boy. Now you can moan right into mommy's big breasts. You do nothing but keep sucking and moaning. You hear me, baby? Good boy. I'm going to slowly stroke your pretty cock, just like this. You like that? You like how my hand wraps around you and slowly strokes you? You do? I can tell. You're squirming so much, baby. You are so cute. The way you can't control yourself and show mommy how desperate you are. Oh, no, baby. That wasn't a permission to thrust into mommy's hand. You can shake as much as you want, but no bucking up your hips. We already had that earlier. I know you want me to stroke you harder, but you don't have to worry about anything at all, baby. I'm always taking very good care of good boys like you, but you need to behave. You got that? Good boy. I know that it can be hard to not get too greedy sometimes, I really do. But you want to do a good job for mommy, so you get to come, right? Yes, of course you do. So be a good, strong boy and hold still. Just keep sucking on mommy's beautiful tits. Mm-hmm, that's it. Don't be afraid to hurt me, baby. Mommy can take it. Suck as hard and as much as you want. Oh, there you go. Oh, good boy. See? Can you feel how mommy is stroking you harder now? Going up and down a little faster than before. Yeah? That's because you listened to me so well. That's what good, obedient boys get. They get a sweet little treat, just like a cute little puppy. Oh, baby, did you just twitch in mommy's hand right now when I compared you to a puppy? Is that what you want to be for mommy? A cute, obedient puppy? Yeah? That's okay. Mommy likes that. You can be my cute, desperate, needy, whiny puppy. Whatever you want. Just don't stop listening to what I tell you. Exactly like you do now. You're doing such a good job, baby. Containing the urge to thrust up into mommy's hand again, and even trying to stay quiet. Such a good puppy. Keep using mommy's breasts so only I can hear you whining so desperately. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Switch to the other one. Give both of mommy's big tits the same attention. Good boy. You're leaking so much, puppy. I can feel you throbbing with every stroke. Does that mean you're getting close, puppy? Yeah? That's okay. But mommy needs you to hold on a little longer. Do you think you can do that? I know. That's the mean thing I'm asking you for. You want to come so bad, don't you? But you know what we discussed earlier, don't you? I decide when you get to do something. So, no complaining. Keep holding on for mommy. Just for a little bit. Was that a nod? Yeah? Good boy. I promise it'll be worth it, puppy. The longer you hold it back, the better it will feel when you can finally let it all out. And you know what else you get for being such a perfect puppy for mommy? This will not be the last time mommy will help you feel good. Next time, you may even get to enjoy the feeling of my pussy around your cock. How would you like that? Oh, it seems like a lot. I could feel you twitch again, and your whimpers also got a little louder there. That's my good boy. So excited to get another special treat from mommy. But you know what? I'm excited too. Even this makes me already feel so good, baby. Feeling you fill me up with that pretty cock of yours will be the absolute best. I can already tell. But for now, your pleasure is what's important. And that's why I think I tortured you enough for now. Exactly. That means you can come now, baby. All you need to do is look at me and say, please make me come, mommy. Can you do that? There you go. You're looking up at me, but you need to stop sucking on mommy's tits. I know, I told you not to stop so you don't get too loud, but you can do it. I believe in you, baby. You can stay quiet enough, just for a little bit. You did so perfect all this time. You can manage this. There you go. Good boy. Now, just open your mouth and ask mommy to make you come. Come on. You can do it. Use your words. Aw, yeah. There it is. It's okay. Take your time. You're fighting so hard to not shoot all your hot load into mommy's hand already that it's hard for you to speak, Don't be ashamed that you stutter so much right now. Just try again. Good, good, good boy. See, I told you, you can do it. Of course, mommy will make you come. So don't fight it anymore. Let it all out. Come for mommy, puppy. Come all over mommy's hand. Do it for me. Yes, good boy. Keep looking at me. I love how cute you look right now. So close to letting everything out for mommy. Oh. There you go. Come, baby. Come for me. Good boy. Let it all out. You're spurting so much onto mommy's hand. No, that's okay. I told you to, didn't I? See? So, no need to worry, baby. It's all good. Oh my, you came so much. Do you feel better now? Yeah? Good. That's all I need to hear, puppy. Come here, give me a kiss. Good boy. Mommy needs to go and clean up now, but don't worry. You don't need to wait too long till mommy makes you feel good again. I promise. All you need to do is keep this a secret and be a little patient. Can you do that? Of course you can. I'll leave you alone now. You need to get a little rest. So lay back down and go to sleep. There you go. Good night, puppy. Sleep well.